All right, everybody. So I've had a lot of people reach out to me, giving me a lot of support for signing the People in Tech podcast. And I want to really first say thank you for supporting me. But this Anchor platform has been amazing and been changing my life, getting me connected with some people in this industry that I never thought I would actually get to not only have conversations with, but learn from. And I know some of you who are tuning in are asking, Caleb, how did you start a podcast? You know, when I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? Well, keep it simple. The answer to every one of these questions is Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. And we ridiculously easy to use. My very first episode I did for my iPhone 6 Plus. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too. So you can get paid to do your own podcast. Hop on the Anchor platform so we can collaborate and build this community up. You know, one thing I love most about Anchor is that they're constantly being innovative, you know, allowing podcasts to leverage music, get sponsorship, get paid, and ultimately be the best content creator you can be. So if you've always wanted to start your podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening? Damn.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the People in Tech podcast. I'm your host, Caleb King, episode 7, The Developer Dad. And like always, I'm excited, I'm pumped, I'm amped, I'm smiling, I'm dancing, because we have another guest in the studio. And for today's topic, we're going to be getting a lot of great tips and advice about how to continue to get better and improve within your job, but also manage things outside of your job. And our guest today is up and coming in IoT. He's a developer. He's a great mentor. He's a great friend. I'm talking about the man himself, Peter Deschamp. DJ Side Hustle. Is that a Wakanda Forever t-shirt you wear? Yo, how many times have you seen Black Panther? 3 times? Oh, man. Yo, we're a tech podcast. We can't be talking about that, but you guys know how I feel. But hey, DJ, you know why you came in here? You know what you got to do? Do it for the people and give them a new beat. DJ Side Hustle, thank you for switching up the beat. Shout out to our boy Passion Hi-Fi. Yep. And Peter, I don't know if you tuned in to the podcast before, man, but we normally do announcements and then we go into shout out and then we kick off the interview. So let me just jump into announcements real quick. First announcement, Anchor revamped the entire platform. So one, thank you to Anchor for not only making it easier for me to make content, but to deliver high quality content, to make my content better for my listeners. And they are listening to the creators and they are improving and adding features and getting rid of bugs. And it just makes it so much easier for me to make this podcast the number one podcast in the Anchor App Store, Google Play Cast, Overcast, Stitcher, and all the other platforms. So, shout out to Anchor. Another announcement, for those of you who don't know me, you know, I am a person who enjoys learning and networking. So I recently attended the Phoenix Startup Week blockchain conference because I wanted to hear more about blockchain. And let's just say, some people are doing some really, really cool stuff. And I got to meet some really cool individuals and actually got a few interviews lined up. So
just to give you guys a sneak peek, some of the people we're going to be interviewing are Twitter verified. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I'm excited. And that leads to my next announcement. The podcast is gaining momentum. We are getting more followers. We are getting more people to tune in. And the blockchain developer episode with my man Kamal last week, we got about 220 listeners. We had multiple downloads on a variety of platforms. And I'm actually shocked to find a lot of you listen through Anchor itself. So if you are listening to the podcast, please like, share, 5-star it. Get it out there, guys, because we just started in January. We are halfway through Black History Month, and I'm already getting closer to 250 to 300 people tuning in for all the episodes we have pushed out. So, because you guys are listening, it is encouraging me to not only continue to make content, but to make the content better. You guys are helping me. We are here for you, and the podcast is here to stay. So, those are all my big announcements. And let's get into shoutouts, man. DJ Side Hustle, I know you're laughing because I think we might... Is it the longest list today? Almost the longest list. Almost, guys. I think last week we had 4, or maybe 2 weeks ago, but... So, actually, and person getting a shout-out, they already gotten a shout-out, but I'm going to give him another special shout-out. Shout-out to my man, Keith. Because Keith is a true day one listener of the podcast. I remember going up to him and telling him I have a podcast. And the next thing he does is subscribe. And I didn't force him to. Next thing he does is listen. Comes up to me. Tells me the random tech fact of the day. Comes up to me the next week. Hey man, here's some feedback I had on the podcast. Telling me he's sharing it with his kids, his spouse. As he's talking about the podcast with me, somebody else is overhearing the conversation. They're like, oh my gosh, I need to tune into your podcast. So Keith, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a day one listener. Thank you for supporting the People in Tech podcast, because we are supporting you, because we are here for you. We are here for the people. And again, thank you. Shout out to Keith. Next shout out goes to my boy, Donnie. Donnie is, for those of you who don't know Donnie isn't a developer. But Donnie is getting into game development. He's learning how to code from scratch. And every day, this guy is just showing me that whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. So it's just inspiring to see somebody who's like, look, I've been wanting to do game development for I don't know how long. And now he's learning JavaScript. He's doing game modeling. He's messing with the Unity engine. So shout out to Donnie. Keep pushing. Keep doing your thing. Hit us up if you have any questions or you need any support whatsoever. Because we love people like Donnie who are constantly striving for improvement. And see, DJ, I told you, we got 3 people. And the last shout out goes out to an amazing coworker of mine. Shout out to my friend Emily. Shout out to her, her husband, her newborn, for just being an overall kind and sweet person. I was talking to Emily in the cafe at work. She asked me what I was going to be doing this weekend. I always brag about the podcast. And the second I mentioned the podcast, she was like, send me a link. I would love to tune in and listen. And those are the kind of people that you just need in your life, where they're just positive and they just have a way to make you feel better about your day. So shout out to Emily, shout out to your family, and yeah, DJ, those are all the shout outs, man. We have 3 shout outs. Guys, I'm not going to lie, I am getting a little worried because we are getting more people hitting us up on Twitter. I'm getting more followers, and I'm actually afraid I'm going to have an episode where I'm going to have like 15 shout outs, and I can't spend 20 minutes doing shout outs. So I'm going to find a solution about shout outs, but since we are in the infancy stage of the podcast, day one listener, you're going to get special treatment. But I've said everything I wanted to say and get off my chest. DJ, you got anything to say? No? Because you're a DJ, you don't say anything? All right, man. Well, I know you guys came here to listen to my man Peter talk about being a developer dad. So let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
What's up, Peter? Thank you for being on the People in Tech podcast. Thanks for being in the studio today, man. Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners before we kick off the interview?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I've been listening to your podcast. Very excited to hear it each week. So right out the gate, thank you for that. To the listeners, I'll do my best to portray, you know, what it is that Caleb's trying to find out and how that relates to my life and my experience. So,
well, again, I'm looking forward to this interview because this is something like I feel like it's, you know, being talking about parenting and developing, you know, whether you are currently a parent, you know, or planning on being a parent in the future. There are some things I'm sure you know that you just know from experience, but we'll get into that during the interview. But, you know, let me start off real quick with the first question. Peter, how did you get into tech? Just so the listeners have a little bit of a background about yourself.
So I got into tech when I was 11. I was at the library and they had just gotten brand new computers back in the day. And I was sitting there, I was browsing the web, not much of a web back then. So I was on a website and I was curious on how it was that they had created that. It took me a while to figure out that it was HTML was what was powering it. I still remember to this day the very first website that I ever learned my first code. Some people don't consider it HTML code, but I do.
Okay.
It was called HTML for Absolute Beginners. It was a tan website with rainbow banners for each section, and it was a pretty ugly site. but you know, it taught me a lot, and it sparked my interest, and that was what I needed. I would go to the library every day after school, and I would just spend every single hour that I could. I got kicked out of the library often because I was on the computer so much. I would come home, and my parents, you know, one night I come in, and my parents are like, "Where have you been all this time? Like, what are you doing?" And I pulled out a roll of paper that I had printed off. And this was the old school printers where it was just one long piece of paper. So I rolled it out and it went from, you know, from where I was across the living room. And it was just full of lines of code that I had taught myself. I was so proud, you know.
Wow.
And they didn't understand it, but I was excited. So it went from there. And high school, I talked to the tech teacher, and he had kind of started with HTML, and there wasn't CSS back then, but I got to teach a few classes along with him in my high school. Then I went to college, got into PHP coding, and I just kept going. I couldn't get enough, and I've been doing it ever since. Professionally, I've been doing it for over close to 10 years now. Actually probably longer than that, but yeah, so that's a little bit of the background.
Okay. Now, and remember, like, the whole point of this episode, we're talking about developer dad. You are a developer who is also a parent. And my understanding, you are fostering, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm fostering three girls. They're sisters. They range from four. One's four, the other is two, and then we have a 9-month.
Okay. And then just for our listeners who don't know, because I know when you mentioned it to me, I was like, fostering, like, what is that exactly? So can you just give us a high level of what that means and what that entails?
Yeah, so fostering is normally for whatever reason, it could be a wide range of why a child would be removed from a home. It could be anywhere from, you know, a child is homeless on the streets to their parents passed away, or, you know, and it could involve legal as well. But there's many reasons why a child would go to foster care. So they're typically put into homes. And so what happens is that you can take classes and go through a ton of paperwork and months of classes and training, and you can become a foster parent. And then you have the option of fostering. And there's different categories, but I'll leave it at that. So it's been quite the experience.
Okay. So, one, you know, before I go to the next question, man, that was an awesome thing that you're doing. You know, it's a huge shout out to you. Because this sounds like, you know, just taking on that responsibility when you really don't need to. You know, something you want to do, you want to make a difference in somebody's life. Like, so again, that is amazing. Awesome for you, man. Really proud of you. Which kind of leads me into my next question. So you were talking about when you started development, you know, you spent a lot of time at the library. And I'm assuming throughout your career, before you became a parent, you just had all this free time to learn how to code, get better at programming. But once you became a parent, how did your routine change in terms of continuing to learning development? You know, did you go from late night, early mornings? Is it only on a weekend? Just kind of elaborate how that routine changed over time.
So it's changed quite a bit. We'll definitely, you know, be upfront about that. So before, I have an amazing wife who respects and understands my obsession with programming. So before, yeah, you're right, I did have quite a bit of free time to code as I wanted. You know, I typically go to work and then I come home and I code and I learn. So now with the kids, it's changed quite a bit. I can't just code when I want. I have to be on a very strict schedule. It's just been, just getting used to adjusting to their needs and learning what it is, far as what they need during what time. When they wake up to the time they go to bed, there is no available time. So it's getting them on a schedule as well.
Okay. So really, it seems like your schedule now is, yeah, of course, revolving around the kids. So, you know, when I've talked to you in the past and we've gone to events together, you know, how do you carve out time? Or is it just really just being better with your time management to go to, you know, different meetups and different groups and different sessions? Like, you know, is there a trick or anything you've noticed that really worked for you? Or are you just kind of like, look, I got free time Friday, I can do it this Friday?
It's a little combination of both, mainly the first being that I know my schedule. My wife is extremely dependable, and that helps a ton. When we first got the girls, it was kind of chaotic learning what we could do in a day. So getting them on the schedule, getting them used to how it works, getting used to ourselves how it works. But now that we've got it down, our schedule is, I typically wake up at 6:30 to 7 a.m. I get one of the girls ready. I go get myself ready first. I get up and then I get the girls ready, feed them while my wife's taking care of the other. And then off to work and toddler school and drop her off, and then I'm at work. And in between that, my wife is a stay-at-home mother, and she just keeps everything in line. I mean, she's got everything planned out. We use technology in our home to help keep track of what's going on. So she'll invite me to a calendar event, let me know what days I should expect change. But if there's nothing else going on, then we stick to the, you know, typical schedule, which I get home. Second I get home, it's all about the kids and her dinner. Get the kids in bed and or bath, bathe, all that in bed by 7, and then from then on, as long as you know they don't wake up or something doesn't happen, then I'm pretty much free from there. That's when having a good partner comes into play.
Okay,
You know.
No, totally. So you kind of touched on a few different points. So, you know, one, you mentioned how you're. So it sounds like at some point between you and your wife, there was some conversation where you're like, "Hey, because of our situation, how about you stay home with the kids and I'll continue to work." You know, so it's like you have to one be on the same page with her. I'm assuming also you have to consider, you know, like your job and your time, right? You have to have a job where, you know, you're not working crazy hours. So it sounds like you've set up an environment for yourself to be successful. And then lastly, I think you kind of touched upon it, you know, that communication. I didn't even realize, you know, I'm a huge Apple person, but it sounds like from calendar to texting, like there's just so many levels of communication you got to utilize it.
There really is. There really is. And I'm a forgetful guy. You know, it's hard when you're stuck in the code all day to kind of yank yourself out of there and be able to remember that your daughter has 3 doctor appointments that day. And so I'll get home. And if it wasn't on the calendar, I wouldn't even think of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So. Tech is definitely a core part of it. It's really great to be able to refer back to something so I don't have to worry about if I forgot something. I can just look.
Man, 100%, man. It sounds like you just have an amazing system within your family to at least keep your time organized, and it sounds like it's working for you. So, happy to hear that. We're about to go into halftime real quick. We got to give our sponsor the shout out. And then we'll be continuing this awesome interview.
Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
What's up? It's Sharon, spelled with an S. Thank you for tuning in for another great episode of the People in Tech podcast. I've been looking at the statistics. We are growing fast. Caleb is networking, meeting more people and getting more interviews on the schedule. Please don't forget to like, share, comment, mention, tweet and favorite the podcast on Anchor. The more people supporting our show will lead to better content and more high-profile interviews. Yes, we are trying to sell out. I saw Caleb making some People in Tech polos for listeners who complete our next competition. To find out more, make sure to follow us on Instagram at people_in_tech. Now it is time for the tech fact of the week. Enjoy, you nerds.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Thank you for supporting me, like always. And I have 3 tech facts that I want to share with the people today. Did you know the radio took 38 years to reach a market audience of 50 million people? The television took 13 years to reach a market audience of 50 million people. The iPod took 3 years to reach a market audience of 50 million people. All these are very popular platforms during their time, and to just see how long it took to get market adoption, to get people who are your Joe Smoes out there using it, those things take time. And the reason I wanted to share this fact with you today is maybe you're working on an app or a business or you're pursuing something. Keep pushing, because some of these things take time. And even the most successful technology inventions, platforms, whatever, they have taken time. I was amazed to hear the iPod took 3 years to get 50 million people. So if they can do it, you can do it.
Wow, that is truly inspiring, Caleb. Hearing things like that make me feel I could be on the next Falcon Heavy spaceship. We have to get an interview with Elon Musk one day so I can ask him if he will have me on the next ship out. That would really make my ex jealous. Anybody can do it, right?
Totally, Sharon. And like I said before, when I started the podcast, you know, this was all for fun because I wanted a platform to speak my mind. But after finding out we have 200 plus listeners, hundreds of downloads, people listening to us, sharing, liking, mentioning us, following on an Instagram page. Again, that is people_n_tech. You know, we are gaining momentum, and I would love to set a goal to one day interview Elon Musk and try to get Sharon on the next Falcon Heavy spaceship launch. So those are the tech facts of the week. I hope you heard those tech facts. And if you're working on something, building something, business, app, whatever it is, stay persistent, continue to work on your craft, and over time, if it is a great idea, people will adopt it. So those are the tech facts of the week. I hope you got inspired a little bit. Let's get back into an interview. Yes, sir!
Welcome back, Commander.
And we are back. And I got my man Peter in the studios. And again, Peter, thank you for being here today, man. And let's just get right back into the interview. So, you know, as long as I've known you, I've noticed you've had an interest of IoT, or aka Internet of Things. You know, you kind of talked about, you know, learning and balancing parenting. But one thing I'm curious about, you know, how has your motivation in your field changed since becoming a parent?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess it makes you kind of take a different view on life, and in certain ways. For the most part, I'm still on track. The change in, I guess, my motivation right now is that you get a little bit more creative in different ways that you're not really expecting. With the Internet of Things, it's always kind of been like a, hey, that would be cool, or I'd really like to get into that. But I was always very hardcore into code, and I didn't really want to move into that field too serious because I didn't know really what would spark my interest in there. And then come along, you know, kids come along, and I end up going to a really cool IoT, I believe it's called the IoT Dev Fest here in Phoenix. And there was some awesome tech there. We got to play with tech. They gave us technology to take home. One of the really cool things was web Bluetooth, right? And so I went home and I started playing with it. And one of the concerns as a parent is you're always worried about your kids. It doesn't matter how healthy they are, or you know, how well you put everything in line for them. You're always still in the back of your mind worried that something bad could happen. It just comes with parenting. So one of the concern was at the time was we live in a two-story house, and upstairs temperature varies quite a bit different from downstairs, even with the extra thermostat.
Okay.
So we're sitting there. I was sitting there, and I was realizing that I have technology that can test the temperature, and I can hook that into Bluetooth, and then I can be sitting downstairs, and I can have a visual aid to let me know exactly how hot that room is. And that right there, you know, it just sparked off a million different ideas. I've got so many ideas right now in my head of how I can use technology and programming to improve not only a parent's life in many different ways, but actually help some of the dangers that come along with parenting. So I've got some cool ideas. I'm not sure if I want to, talk about them quite yet until I get them developed, but kids, you know, they really start making you think more about them, and so that's been fun.
Okay. And, you know, I'm really happy you mentioned that. So I think some of the, like, we like to call it on the podcast idea sex,
But I think some of the best ideas do come from the situation that you're currently in, because then you start paying attention to things differently. So it seems like for you, you know, being a developer, but also being a parent, and now understanding a little bit how IoT works, you know, now you're seeing opportunities, right? And that's when you're really like, hey, you know, if I have A and I combine it with B, then maybe I can get something with C, which is clearly a void in the industry or in the world or whatever it is, right? So
definitely.
That is really cool, man. Now, you know, everything we've talked about so far has been things you can do, you know, organizing your time, how to learn, how to balance it. But, Peter, you have to be real with me. You have to be real with the people. What are the challenges that you've encountered since having this life-changing event happen to you?
I can definitely be real with you. You know, having kids, and especially with fostering, because before this, you know, we didn't have kids, and we're not actually able to have kids. We had always planned on fostering, but you know, you can be a little naive. You're like, oh yeah, we got this. It's been hard to learn to realize that you have to put other things before your passion. So code's always been my passion. I've always put pretty much everything before it, just about. And so now that I can't do that, now that it has to be second to the kids, and I mean, obviously, my wife, you know, has been number zero in programming world. That comes first, right?
Right.
So it's always been most important. But it's been challenging to learn how to step back, put down the toys, focus on the kids, and realizing that code's not the most important thing. And as much as it is a passion, that there are other things in life that you've got to focus on.
Okay. So, you know, that leads me into my last question for today's interview. You know, Peter, what advice do you have for the listeners? I'm talking about the people who are like me, who I want to be a code dad one day, or, you know, the people who are already code dad or code moms, because we don't discriminate. You know, just any advice for our listeners? Maybe it's something you've encountered, maybe something has worked for you, but just any advice for them?
Right out the gate, I'd have to say it's fairly important that you have a partner that understands. And if they don't understand, find something that they're passionate about and compare. Let them realize that it's not just a, you know, part-time hobby. If you can get your partner on board with your passion and you respect the fact that you've got to be a good partner along with that, that makes a world of difference. If I didn't have a strong wife at home who dealt with my hours and hours of coding and the famous 5 more minutes and it being 2 hours later, I would not make it. Really, it is about having a strong partner. If you're single, you know, and you're doing the parent gig, then scheduling is going to be your number one, because you've got to be able to depend on knowing when something's going to happen, at what time, stick to it, and be prepared for distraction. Be prepared for life to happen and accept it. Accept it before it happens, and you'll be okay.
All right, man. Well, again, all great advice. And for the listeners, people don't know, like, I hit up Peter, and he gives me advice, guys. Like, I've had meetings with him where I'm like, hey, man, this is the situation I'm in. Any advice? And I'm not going to lie, every time you give me advice, it puts me right back on track. So please take those words to heart, because I guarantee he's speaking from his own heart, and it will make a difference in your life. So again, Peter, thank you for being on a podcast. And then before we let you go, you know, where can people find you? Are you on Twitter? Are there any projects you want to shout out, something you're working on? Just anything you want the listeners to hear about?
You know, I haven't really pushed anything. It's been kind of dark as far as content-wise.
Okay.
But if you want to hit me up, you know, DeChampStands at on Twitter, or you know, just Google CodeBean, I typically do Instagram quite a bit for Code Fiend. That's kind of like my little cache of, you know, thoughts and whatnot. So that's about all I got for right now. But yeah.
Hey, amen. Well, again, you guys heard that. You can find him on Instagram, Code Fiend. And the Twitter was DChamp?
Yeah, DChamp stands. So it's my middle name and then STANS.
Okay, so DChamp stands. I like it. All right, man. Well, again, thank you for being on the podcast. We appreciate all your support. We appreciate the interview. And hopefully we have more in the future, man.
Definitely, man. Thank you for having me. Great respect for you, man.
Appreciate it, and we are out.
Remember to subscribe.